Good morning, Professor Hans Westerbeek. Welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Professor Hans, you are leading the delegation from Australia to India regarding a project to improve sporting and other related facilities in India. Could you explain a bit about who is involved from Australia and what is this project about?
Yes, well, it goes back a couple of years. As a matter of fact, 3 years when we initially were contacted by Austrade and the Victorian government to consider doing some work with the state government of Kerala to help them set up an elite sporting system, or at least help them advance their elite sporting system. And I guess to cut a long story short, our work in Kerala connected us to the National Government Sports Authority of India, the Department of Sport, and again through Austrade and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, we became involved in a number of other initiatives that led to this time I was going over with representatives from the Australian Institute of Sport, Australian Sports Commission, amongst other things, to deliver a report that we wrote on behalf of the Australia-India Council on what are the opportunities for collaboration between Australia and India in the field of sport. And this again was on the back of an MOU that was signed between the two governments about a year ago, between then Prime Minister Tony Abbott and Prime Minister Modi from India. So it's a confluence of many different initiatives and projects that now I think are all coming together.
Is this collaboration with Australia, or this work that Australia is planning to do, which you're heading, going to help India in any way in terms of facilities and other aspects?
Oh, that's definitely our intention. I mean, the report that we delivered at the High Commission includes a number of potentially national rollout programs that will, you know, basically support the development of more comprehensive and more developed physical education skills, basic movement skill development at the primary school level, and how we can do that, and how we can actually help the Indian government enhance the standing and credibility of physical education teachers, as opposed to, you know, the also Indian obsession with math and literacy, and the failing of understanding that if you offer an integrated approach to academic and physical skill development, that the results will be so much better than when concentrating on one or the other. But again, I mean, we know that from research in Australia, but we're also in danger of losing that holistic perspective in an Australian context. So, you know, we're working on two fronts in that regard.
Sure. This collaboration, is it going to produce any new jobs in India or Australia? Is there any possibilities in the job market?
I think you hit a core issue in terms of what will make this a success or a failure. It's really easy to go in there, fly in, fly out some experts, deliver some master classes and some programs, and then, you know, leave it be. And I think that's not going to work. What we found in Kerala in particular, and what we're working towards in Kerala right now, is that if you want this to be a success, you have to win the minds and hearts of the key decision makers who will let kids, you know, play sport or not. And you know, they are the teachers and they are the parents. And if you don't offer, you know, long-term career opportunities in sport, if there's no industry that supports, you know, skilled professionals to work in sport, then, you know, sport itself will not take off. So our whole strategy in Kerala is, you know, through the very specific system of, for example, job reservation in the Indian system, where, you know, a number of guaranteed government jobs have to be available to certain groups of people, to reserve some of those jobs for, you know, an increasing number of sport professionals who will start running facilities at a more professional level, who will organize better events, who will work as development officers in communities and schools. And by not only creating, you know, a more skilled workforce and offering them government-related jobs, in itself it will spark the development of an industry that will offer more opportunities for kids who study sport and, you know, physical education teachers, but also sport managers, you know, rehabilitation, exercise science specialists, who will, on the back of their passion for sport, also choose for a career in sport and will be supported by their parents because, you know, there's an industry growing. And I think that that will be the key to our success or failure, that if we are contributing strategically to the development of an industry, then naturally parents will also support their kids playing sport because there's a future for them in it.
When do you think we can expect results as far as the job market is concerned with this work that you're heading?
Immediate results in that, like I said, what we're hoping to do in Kerala and other states as well is to work with government in reserving jobs, government-guaranteed jobs for people who have had a career in elite or sub-elite sport and now want to turn their passion into a career. So there's immediate opportunity to get people into government-guaranteed jobs started and created in the Indian system. There's, you know, work that we do at the bottom of the supply chain in terms of community-related sport, and then there's also this growing opportunity at the elite end where a number of very, you know, high-profile professional competitions come into play, where, you know, significantly educated professionals are required as well. So, you know, 5 years ago, there was only cricket. Now there is cricket, football, badminton, hockey, kabaddi, a number of other sports that are being organized at the professional level with national competitions. That's only 5 years that has completely changed the landscape of Indian sport. Give it another 5 years and similar type of traction will be created at the community level. Also because there's a significant support from the national government, and Prime Minister Modi has visionary ideas about how he wants Indian kids to be involved in sport and involved in physical activity in order to maintain and advance, you know, also the healthy participation of the nation and India's place in a global sports economy. So I hold very high hopes that in much what's happening in India, sport as well will be fast-tracked in terms of its development.
Professor Hans, now coming to Kerala, what areas of sports you think is going to develop with this collaboration?
Well, you would have to look at India in many ways, not as one country, but India consists of 29 states and 7 territories, and all of which could almost be classified, certainly the states, as separate political and governmental entities that, you know, could be likened to nations in their own right. And in terms of sports development, if you look at Kerala with 36 million people living there, you know, it's 1.5 times the size of the whole of Australia. So you don't really need to look at India as a sporting economy. You can look at Kerala and Gujarat and Punjab, the states that we're working in, as separate nations who, you know, have sufficient size of population and resources and land space to really build their own subsystems that eventually will contribute to an Indian sporting system. So, you know, to answer your question, what's going to happen and which sports and how will it differ, the diversity of population and cultural background and passion for sport across the states of India is such that, you know, Gujarat might be focusing on swimming, as they do. Punjab offers at the moment about, it's the smallest state of India, but it offers half of the elite hockey players who contribute to the national team. So hockey is an obvious focus in Punjab. Kerala has, you know, massive natural water space, and as a consequence, we'll focus on elite performance in various water sports like rowing, sailing, you name it. And I think that will continue to happen. You know, there will be generic focus on certain sports across India, but some of the states will choose natural sports that are already popular in the state. I mean, football has taken off in a massive way in Kerala with the introduction of the Indian Super League. You know, stadiums were complete sellouts in the state of Kerala. 40,000-50,000 people showing up to professional games. You know, on the back of that, you cannot deny that, you know, football has a great future in that state. And so, you know, that's how I think the system will start developing. And then there's, of course, you know, we haven't even spoken about corporate buy-in and the ability of some big Indian companies to invest some of their corporate social responsibility profits into developing sports, and in that way contribute to you know, advancing India on an international stage as well.
Professor Hans Westerbeek, great to hear about this work that you're heading. Thank you very much for your time with SBS Radio.
Thank you very much, and looking forward to talking to you again on any updates into the future.
Fantastic. It will be lovely to hear from you on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.